a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Senate Health and Human Services Committee meeting this morning. Good to see so many bright and cheery faces this morning on a beautiful Wednesday in Pierce, South Dakota. We've got kind of a short calendar today, but we're going to move along through it and kind of hear some good testimony, I'm sure. I'd like to greet the people that are on the internet listening to us this morning. Welcome to each of you as well. A little bit of housekeeping. Remember to turn your cell phones off. I checked mine before I came in. I'd usually be the greatest offender of that. I remind everybody for the testifiers to sign in over there at the podium, if they would, please. Let's go ahead and, Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Here.
Curd?
Here.
Heinert? Jensen?
Here.
Rush?
Here.
Thiessen?
Here.
Rumpelberg?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have a quorum this morning. How about minutes? Has everyone had a chance to read those?
Move approval of the January 23rd minutes.
We have a motion from Senator... What's your name, Thiessen? And a second by Senator Curd to approve the minutes. Are there any comments or questions? If not, we will... All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. If you have some handouts this morning, I tell you what, before we do that, we'd like to kind of introduce our pages. So if you two ladies would come over and maybe grab the microphone out front and introduce yourselves, your name, what school you're in right now, where you're from, and what you plan to do when you graduate, if you do graduate. Great, thank you and welcome.
I am a senior at Stevens High School in Rapid City, and next year I will be attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities with the hopes to double major in political science and global studies and minor in Spanish. Then hopefully law school.
Wow, good for you. Well, thank you, ladies.
Oh, that was off the entire time. So.
Yeah, sorry, internet listeners. We have two outstanding young ladies from West River here today, and it's kind of nice to have this representation. Thank you and welcome for your comments, gals, and all the best as you move forward. But, you know, there will be a little bit of cultural shock when you go to Minneapolis. Yeah. Well, let's just kind of keep on moving here then. Just as a reminder, please direct questions and comments through the chair as we go through that. Well, our one bill today is Senate Bill, whatever it is, House Bill 1045, House Bill 1045. Are there proponents for House Bill 1025 that would care to make some comments? Please approach the lectern. Pardon? 1045. Welcome, Dr. Wilson. Is the light on?
Didn't work.
There you go.
No.
Yeah.
Everything on?
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and Senators, I'm with the State Board of Dentistry. I'm presently president of the State Board. I'm a practicing oral surgeon in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I'm here to testify for House Bill 1045. A little background about what this is about. It's been at least 20 plus years since these statutes have been addressed. And having been on the board several years, we found multiple areas where our present statutes just weren't up to date. So about a year and a half ago, we enlisted some help from multiple parties and started to address the statutes. Believe me, this is an undertaking. Even though we didn't throw the whole thing away, we modified and changed things. And with the help of the South Dakota Dental Association, Dental Hygiene Association, the dental assistants, and other groups that were stakeholders, we came together with what you see in front of you as the modified statutes. Again, it was a lot of work, and it took some effort on everybody's part to address. And, you know, because it's been 20 years, we weren't up to date with current practice of dentistry. So there's lots of parts of this to come together, and I think we've come together with some really significant changes for the better. So we would appreciate your support. Again, I would like to thank the South Dakota Dental Association, the Dental Hygiene Association, the Dental Assistant Association, Delta Dental, and as well as Dakota Community Health. These stakeholders have all helped us and guide us through this process. So I will be here for any questions if you have any, and I will let Brittany, our administrator, visit with you a little bit, and certainly if you have questions, we'll be here. So thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Other proponents for House Bill 1045? Welcome, Ms. Novotny.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brittany Novotny. I serve as the Executive Secretary with the State Board of Dentistry. We kept our comments fairly short over in House Health, and they sent it out unanimously, so we were hoping perhaps we'll keep it short over here as well, and we can do the same. If I could take a moment just to echo Dr. Wilson's comments and to thank all of the stakeholder organizations. This was a huge undertaking, and certainly as we began this process, we knew it was going to take a great deal of time and commitment from those organizations. It did take a lot of time, and the discussions certainly weren't always easy. It's a diverse group of organizations, very different perspectives, very different missions, but the ability of all of them to come together to have professional discussions to ultimately come to consensus on a 50-page bill, certainly we feel speaks volumes, and we feel that their participation absolutely helped us bring forward the best bill that we could. Now, all of you have received a summary of House Bill 1045. Being that it's a 50-page bill, we wanted to kind of provide you a summary of those changes section by section. You'll notice as you look at that the changes proposed relate primarily to four different areas. One of them would be updating the language so that we're using current terminology. Dentistry terminology has certainly changed in 20 years. Second would be incorporating language to address how dentistry is currently practiced. That has changed as well. Third, repealing antiquated or unnecessary statutes, and we had quite a few of those. And then fourth, and probably just as important as the updates, was really trying to make this document as user-friendly as possible. We certainly noted, and I don't think we're unique, but as statutes get added, as things get updated, you know, we would have multiple sections relating to one subject matter. And so we tried to grab all of those statutes, bring them together, with the goal that ultimately anyone reading through this can access the information they're looking for in one place versus searching through it to locate it in five different locations. With it being a 50-page bill, Mr. Chairman, if it's agreeable to you, I will perhaps highlight some of the more significant changes and then certainly be available for questions or to talk about specific sections that any of you may be interested in hearing more about.
Please proceed.
Okay. Section 1 is our definition section. We moved it to the beginning of our code. Right now, it's contained in the middle of our code, and certainly as folks are reading through, we want to make sure that they understand what the terminology means. We included a definition of teledentistry. We updated the definition of dentistry to comply with the current national language. And we also changed the name Advanced Dental Assistant to Registered Dental Assistant to reflect our current registration requirements, and you'll see that change continued throughout the bill. Section 12 clarifies our powers and duties of the board. It incorporates the powers and duties that were, again, listed separately throughout the Act and brings them into one location. Section 21 makes our investigative material of the board confidential until it becomes a contested case, and also protects our board investigators from being subpoenaed to testify as an expert witness in a civil case. Section 22 updates our disciplinary sanctions and incorporates the ability to deny an application. Section 30 updates the language related to scope of practice for a dentist and combines two statutes that related to the same thing into one. Section 36 incorporates into one statute what we refer to as our exemptions, again, currently contained in multiple statutes throughout the code. Section 43 updates the language related to the scope of practice of a dental hygienist. It certainly clarifies that they can provide oral health education without the supervision of a dentist. And you'll note that we did not change any language related to collaborative supervision in that section. Section 48 clarifies requirements for a license to practice as a dentist, again, incorporating multiple statutes and some of our administrative rule requirements into one place. And you'll note that we have a new Section 50 where currently one statute houses requirements for dentists and hygienists, and it was somewhat confusing. So we pulled those apart. One section relates to dentists, one to hygienists. And Section 52 and 53 largely do the same. Those are requirements for people coming from a different state that are currently licensed elsewhere. Again, one relating to a dentist licensure requirements and one for a dental hygienist. Section 72 updates our language related to disciplinary action, defines the standard for professional incompetence, which is something that we did not have in our code and wanted to make sure we had in there. Section 73 includes a comprehensive list of unprofessional or dishonorable conduct. And with that, I guess those are some of the main changes that we'd like to highlight. But we'll certainly stand by for questions or if there's any specific sections you'd like additional information on. We appreciate your time and would certainly appreciate your support. Thank you.
I'd like to say, Ms. Novotny, that I really appreciate your summary approach as well. This is rather voluminous, and you've kind of hit the highlights, so thank you very much. Are there other proponents for House Bill 1045? Mr. Novotny. Mr. Connect.
Mr. Chairman, welcome. Members of the committee, my name is Paul Connect. I'm the executive director of the South Dakota Dental Association, and I'm also a registered lobbyist for that group. All I would add to what you've already heard this morning is that when the board started the process of reviewing the Practice Act and updating it, we created a task force within our organization of some dedicated dentists, and we both reviewed the recommendations made by the board, and we actually made some of our own recommendations, and we were able to engage in a dialogue throughout the summer and the fall with the board, and we really appreciate their willingness to work with us and to hear us. And all I'm coming to you with today is to say that as the advocacy and membership organization that we support this Practice Act as it's being proposed to you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Do we have other proponents for House Bill 1045? Welcome.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Pat Elward. I'm a registered dental hygienist from Mitchell, South Dakota, and I'm speaking on behalf of the South Dakota Dental Hygienists Association. Our association gives unanimous support to the House Bill 1045. We have been an active partner along with the other organizations associated with the bill regarding the revisions to the State Board of Dentists, State of South Dakota Dental Practice Act. The organizations support the current version of the bill being brought to the public hearing. The 580 registered dental hygienists in the state of South Dakota are a large portion of the team expertly trained to provide evidence-based preventative dental services to the residents of South Dakota. Dental hygienists realize their professional privileges are embedded in the HB 1045, that we are bound to legal and ethical provisions of the South Dakota Dental Practice Act. It is with great honor that the South Dakota Dental Hygiene Association gives full support of HB 1045 in its current form. We also want to thank the State Board of Dentistry, especially Dr. Wilson and Brittany Novotny, for undertaking this great project. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents? Good morning and welcome.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jennifer Stalley, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the Community Healthcare Association of the Dakotas, and just rise in support of the bill, and am also here to thank the board for the inclusiveness of the group that they brought together to bring the end product to you. So we support the bill and would appreciate your support as well.
Thank you. Other proponents of House Bill 1045? Other proponents? Appears not. Let's move then to opponents. Do we have opponents for House Bill 1045? Opponents? Going once, twice? No opponents? Let's move then from testimony to questions from the committee. Committee members, questions? Senator Bradford.
I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I wanted them to know that I read the bill. I do have a question. On page, I can't remember the page, but they limited a person to be president of the board for only 3 one-year terms. I'm just kind of curious about, was there a problem with guys staying presidency in there? Is that why that was?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please respond.
Senator Branford, no, certainly we would keep Dr. Wilson as president, for many years if we could. No, as we looked at different practice acts, we noted that a lot of them did have term limits, and certainly it makes sense that folks would, want to serve for a set period of time, and then we would be rotating that position to somebody else to serve. So that's why you see it.
I thought, normally, you don't want a guy for more than 3 years, you vote him out. I mean, it's kind of like our situation. But thank you. See, I did read.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions from the committee? Questions? Anybody? Questions? Senator Curd.
Thank you, Chairman. I have a question for Ms. Novotny as well. As you stated, it's a complex piece of legislation, many moving parts, lots of sections, 50 pages and so on. I wonder if there were any areas of the bill you have in front of us today that were particularly controversial that you think the committee should be pointed to specifically so that we might zero in on it some where we might not otherwise have our attention drawn.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Curd, no, that's certainly a good question. I think that as we looked at this, we were very clear with all of our stakeholders from the outset that this was an update and that we would not be changing scopes of practice. And so certainly there's those areas that probably generated the most discussion during the last year, but have not changed in here. As far as the most, controversial areas, we recognized as a board that our unprofessional conduct and defining those standards were probably most important to us. I think we certainly understand that collaborative supervision was a discussion that occurred last year and will probably occur in the future. Again, an area that we did not change, though. So I guess I can't point to anything incredibly controversial contained within our bill. It truly was intended to be just a cleanup and to make sure that we're using updated terminology.
Further questions, Dr. Curd? No. Other questions from the committee? Other questions from the committee? Oh, okay. Please approach. Maybe clarify your testimony.
Pat Howard, registered dental hygienist, Mitchell. It's been brought to my attention that I need to be very specific that I am not a lobbyist for the South Dakota Dental Hygienist Association, but I am a member of that organization.
So you're speaking on your behalf for your behalf.
Sounds good.
Thank you for that. Yes. Okay. No other questions. Let's move then to discussion and or action on House Bill 1045. Discussion? Action? Senator Branford.
I'll move due pass.
We have a due pass. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Senator Branford, second by... Senator Heinert. No, Heinert, wasn't it?
Yes.
Those two confused me. Sorry about that. We have a motion and a second to do pass House Bill 1045, which revises certain provisions regarding licensure of dentists and dental hygienists and registration of dental auxiliaries. Since everyone's ready to vote, all those... comments on the motion.
Got a lot of pages. Somebody should say something about it. I appreciate the fact that you saw that it was time to revise here, to make a revision. I mean, it's one of those jobs that you don't look forward to, but you know it needs to be done. So I appreciate it that you've taken on the task of doing it. And I mostly appreciate the fact that you've got all the players together, all the interested parties, all the stakeholders were at the table. And I think legislature always appreciates it when that work is done, by a group working hard over several months rather than trying to knock out the details of it in a committee room in the Capitol. So thank you for your hard work on it.
Thank you for those comments, Senator, and amen. Other comments before we vote? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Is unanimous.
We have a unanimous vote for House Bill 1045.
Move consent.
We have a motion for consent by Senator Teason. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second as well, from Senator Heinert. Thank you, Senator. all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The House Bill 1045 is approved and will move to the House under the consent calendar. Pardon?
Close enough.
Nothing.
He said move to the House, but that's all right. Geez. We know where it moved.
To the floor.
To the floor of the Senate House.
There you go.
Well, that concludes our calendar for today. We, again, want to say thank you for, especially Dr. Wilson, driving all the way over here from West River. Appreciate you being here today. I know we see Paul once in a while and Brittany quite a bit, so they're kind of here. There are fixtures. Short agenda today. Thank you for those that are listening on the Internet and those who kind of took the time to show up today. We actually will have a meeting on Friday. We have three bills that we'll be considering at that time. So at 10 o'clock on Friday, we will be taking on House Bill 1012, which is revising provisions for child welfare agencies, House Bill 1013, which revises certain provisions for social work licensure, and then a little bit of an interesting one, Senate Bill 77, which will allow nursing mothers to breastfeed in certain locations. So that may be kind of an interesting time. So I would invite you all back on Friday at 10 o'clock. is there a motion for adjournment?
Move.
Second? Second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.